jump right into Studio A for Christina Jacobson and Friends.
So this first song is called Inez, and it was inspired by the first mom that I learned to call Mom, or Shema, in Navajo, who went on the Lamanite placement program and lived in Utah as a kid.
Inez, big smile, crooked teeth, white t-shirt, and a ranger's watchful eyes. Foster parents in Brigham City, stolen generation, black hair and white lines. A Latter-day Saint, she drinks pop and whiskey. She loves spam, mutton stew with neshchiji. Sailor's gut, she's as calloused as they come. Oh, Inez, she's American. She said, I'm proud to be Homeland Security, fighting terror since 1492. Oh, but our history is bittersweet. But this I know, she said, I'm proud to be a Navajo. Born in Cameron, Arizona, trading post, selling Navajo rugs, boarding school, ugly marks left upon her body. Hell, she's bitter, but she's also full of love. She's the backbone of Homeland Security, fighting terror since 1492. Oh, but our history is bittersweet. But this I know, she said, I'm proud to be a Navajo. Who came first? What does that mean? Politicians fight over how we'll defend our homeland under siege. She said, "Cha, we've already been doing that for centuries." She's proud to be Homeland Security, fighting terror since 1492. But our history is bittersweet. But this I know, I'm proud to be Dene.
So this is about a female bull rider, and in the professional rodeo circuit with rough stock events, when women participate in saddle bronc and bareback and bull riding, they get to ride for 6 seconds instead of 8. So this is dedicated to all those female bull riders. I say female bull riders do it best. And it was also inspired by growing up with a Southern mom who's also a military mom, which is like a double whammy. So she's really into etiquette, and she would say things to me like, Christina Michelle, that is unseemly, or that is uncouth. So that had to go in a song somewhere.
say, you gotta behave. Do things in a suitable way. Stick a smile on your face. Don't put your elbows on the table. Mama used to say, Christina Michelle, don't get out of line. Sit up straight and always be on time. And don't look men in the eye, even if you're able. Come Sunday morning, you better be there. A girl's got her reputation. But Mama, please understand, I've got my own salvation. 'Cause I'm a bull riding, tenure, tacker loving rodeo queen. I grab the bull by the horns and I stand my ground. Girls, you know what I mean. When the show's rolling and the crowd's howling, I don't need no rodeo clown. I got my own sensation at 1,000 pounds. I take it 6 seconds. 6 seconds, 6 seconds at a time. Dresses, never wear pants. Women never take the lead when they dance. And don't wear your heart on your pretty little sleeve. Yeah. Don't be naive, cover your mouth, cross your legs and make your family proud. And don't laugh too loud, it's unseemly. Come Sunday morning, better be there. A girl's got her reputation. But Mama, please understand, I've got my own salvation. 'Cause I'm a bull riding, tenure, tucker loving rodeo queen. I grab the bull by the horns and I stand my ground. Girls, you know what I mean. When the show's rolling and the crowd's howling, I don't need no rodeo clown. I got my own sensation at 1,000 pounds. I take it 6 seconds, 6 seconds. A one, a two, a three, four, five, six. Bull riding, tenure, tacker loving, rodeo queen. I grab the bull by the horns and I stand my ground. Girls, you know what I mean. When the show's rolling and the crowd's howling, I don't need no rodeo clown. I got my own sensation at 1,000 pounds. I take it 6 seconds, 6 seconds, 6 seconds at a time.
So this next one is called Me, My Dog, and My Guitar. And it's a song about feeling thankful, feeling grateful.
One, two, three, and... Most weekends I sleep late, fry some French toast, drink some tea. Play my guitar, walk my dog, call a friend, review the week in all its glory. Commiserate and laugh, share our stories. But come Sunday night, it's just me, my dog and my guitar. I think of you sometimes. You're in a box within my mind. It's like you're on Mars and I'm shouting to you from Venus, waiting for your signal of love that's never gonna come. Can't count on you or anyone, so I count on me, my dog, and my guitar. Sometimes I wonder, where did love go wrong? When did the jigsaw start to cut one life into two cold hearts? Then I realized nothing I can do will ever change you. Cowboy who tucks his heart inside his sleeve, never showing pain or grief or need. Pontificate and laugh, share our stories. But come Sunday night, it's just me, my dog, and my guitar. Yeah, thank God for a dog and a guitar. Yeah, I'm blessed with a dog and a guitar.
Ooh, okay. So I grew up in Western Massachusetts, and the community in which I grew up was decidedly not into country music. And so I had a new friend come to our school, and she was from West Virginia, and I played at her house one afternoon, and her mom put on a cassette of the Judds. And I absolutely fell in love, the tight harmonies, the feel, this is like one of their really rocking albums. And I was hooked. I absolutely fell in love with country. And so it became like my guilty pleasure. And I would listen to it in college when I was cleaning my room or things like that, but not publicly. So it took me a while. And I was studying classical flute at that time. I was a flute performance major. And I don't even think it really occurred to me at that time that I might want to perform and write and sing country. I was really, really immersed in the classical world and wanted to be a professional classical flutist and take that entire route. So, so that was really the sort of genesis of falling in love with it. And then fast forward a number of years, and I moved to Chicago in 2006 after some time in New York and some other places. And then I started learning the lap steel guitar. And I think that sort of started giving me a voice in country.
Now, lap steel has a broader tradition than just country.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's all over gospel music.
Yes.
There's incredible experimental things that are done. But for most people, especially people with a classical background, the lap steel means one form and one form only. Was it, what made you fall in love with that instrument?
For me, the iconic country lead instruments have always been some form of steel guitar and fiddle. So it was sort of between those two. For a while, I thought about Dobro. And then I came to understand after listening a lot more that that was really more specifically affiliated with bluegrass. And really what I was obsessed with was early country and honky-tonk. I was introduced to Merle Haggard when I was living in New York. And that was completely mind-blowing and, you know, led to me forming the Merlettes and Merle Haggard, all-girl Merle Haggard honky-tonk band and cover band and sort of doing that. Yeah.
So you went into this music, maybe it was the sound of the allure or the exoticism that drew you, but it's not what we're hearing. It's really not what we're hearing right now. In your entire set, we've heard one cover song. So these are all original songs. But these are originals that have one foot in Scandinavia. Now, I know for a fact that a lot of bands in this area and bands that are considered to be Americana or honky-tonk have this incredible fan base in Scandinavia. Yeah. And there's one band in particular that actually goes back and forth. But that still doesn't explain how the writing process was shared with people from Sweden.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So a lot of these songs, yeah, are co-writes with folks from Scandinavia and also the UK and some folks in the US and some I wrote on my own. But I've done a series of songwriting workshops, mostly in California, where fortune sort of came together and a lot of Scandinavians attend this particular workshop. And so you co-write with a different person every day. And at the end of the day, you have a completed song and you perform it. And, co-writes are sort of greater than the sum of their parts. And a lot of times the two writers will push each other even further than you would ever push yourself. So I found that the quality of a co-write a lot of times is much more satisfying. And so it's been this amazing thing. But I also wrote like a Norwegian folk song with a guy from Denmark and am really, really connected, identify strongly as Scandinavian American. Grew up with a dad that speaks Nynorsk or New Norwegian, which is the fisherman's language of Western Norway. And then I lived in Norway and studied at a conservatory there in Bergen. And so I also learned to speak Norwegian. And so it's been a really foundational thing for me, is sort of being and feeling connected to my Scandinavian roots. Yeah.
I know that in, for instance, Jamaica, there's a fondness for country music that, well, it's got hills and greenery and trucks, and that's all you need. But Norway does not.
No, but there is like a really active country scene in Norway. There's a great Norwegian country band called the Hellbillies, for example. They recorded all their albums in Nashville. But I think going back to your earlier point, Scandinavians have a huge appreciation for roots music, for Americana music. And in my experience recording two of the tracks from this album with a producer in Copenhagen, the level and knowledge of different American popular music styles was absolutely astounding. The ability to play them, but also the diversity and the knowledge and musicians' ability to just switch from one style to another. And so they were incredibly comfortable and very, very facile playing country and recording lead tracks and doing all of that. It was really pretty astounding. I learned how to Travis pick in Copenhagen, which I thought was really ironic.
And so you say, can we have a Bakersfield sound on this? And boom, it's right.
And they know.
And they know.
They absolutely know, which is incredible. Yeah.
Now, that still does not explain this vocal technique, which also sounds straight from the place. I don't know how, is that a singing style and voice that you had always used, or is that something that you really thought about creating?
From which place?
It sounds like you've got a holler. It sounds like you got a holler in you, and it sounds like that voice was made to reach the other holler.
Wow. So I lived in North Carolina for 6 years, and I know that some of the twanging of my vowels came from that time. And then, of course, my mom was born in Athens, Georgia. Her name is Helen Jane. And so that's something that it's really interesting. As a kid growing up in Western Mass, I was ridiculed for my diphthongs, for my twang. And so I eliminated it. And it was really not until after college that I sort of became more comfortable embracing that linguistically. So it was also sort of coming into my own and growing into that. But yeah, as far as the vocal style goes, I think it's really partly it's from listening to the people that I'm absolutely obsessed with: Loretta Lynn, Merle Haggard, Kitty Wells, George Jones. So those are some of the influences. Lefty Frizzell, Keith Whitley, I think are some of the sounds that I feel like were I listened to at a time where I was really experimenting with how I wanted to sing and how I wanted to sound. I love doing vocal transitions from a chest voice to a head voice. I love playing with that. So for me, it's also a form of play, like to see, you know, what domain I want to dwell in when I'm singing a song. And when I listen to people doing that effectively with their voice, it makes me cry. I find it so effective and so moving. And so I think part of me wants to be able to do that with my own voice when I can.
So this next song is called Louisiana Hayride, and it's a tribute to the barn dances of yesteryear, and sort of also a wink and a nod to Steve Earle's Hillbilly Highway and his song. And this is going to be the last song with Alex on steel, and then we're going to segue to a couple songs on acoustic guitar with him. I just want to say for the record, I'm so excited to be in studio with Alex and Meredith. It's so much fun. We're having fun. Back to city, summer living, hazy day, cares away, accordion, droning, steel guitar moaning, fiddles twinning, and grandpa grinning. Louisiana hayride, Elvis's first drive, Grand Old Opry with D. Ford Bailey, Chicago barn dance. If you stood half a chance from Bristol, Tennessee to South Kakalaki. Burning Dalhart croons into your heart. Yeah, red-haired Foley loves you so dearly. Lefty Frizzell, he's ornery as hell. Kitty and Minnie, Loretta and Dolly. Louisiana hayride, Elvis's first giant Grand Ole Opry with D. Ford Bailey. Chicago barn dance, if you stood half a chance from Bristol, Tennessee to South Kakalaki. First drive, Grand Ole Opry with D. Ford Bailey, Chicago barn dance. If you stood half a chance from Bristol, Tennessee to South Kakalaki. Louisiana hayride, Elvis's first drive, Grand Ole Opry with D. Ford Bailey, Chicago barn dance. If you stood half a chance from Bristol, Tennessee to South Kakalaki. Okay, so this song is called Dogs and Children. And it was inspired by this idea, a saying of Gandhi's, where he says that the way that we treat our dogs and our animals and our children is sort of a litmus test for the health of a community or the health of a country or a nation. Mm-hmm.
She grew up in piney mountains with a mama that drank and a daddy who went MIA the second she was born. Hard times and hunger were the norm. A green-eyed dog nursed her through the worst. She learned life was expendable when her dog got maimed just for a joke. He chased her around the kitchen with a baseball bat. She throws the baby through the window, lands in the greasewood. They're running down the highway till her getaway car shepherds them to safety for a little while. She goes back to him the very next day. He says he shot the dog. At least they got away. Dogs and children, they're a recipe for our own healing. They're not a thorn in our side. They're a window into our souls. Dogs and children, they're not so different from me and you. They need one part love and two parts compassion. How we treat one is how we treat the other. How we treat them is how we treat each other. Who, dogs and children. Dust-covered face shows up from time to time now. At family gatherings, lots of food. Her son's eyes large as dimes. All dressed up in her one good shirt. She's picking at it to remove the dirt. A hard-eyed girl became a hardened woman. She's gone numb. Escape her own prison. Dogs and children, they're a recipe for our own healing. They're not a thorn in our side. They're a window into our souls. Dogs and children, they're not so different from me and you. They need one part love and two parts compassion. How we treat one is how we treat the other. How we treat them is how we treat each other. Dogs and children. Another dog dies in her yard, tied to a cottonwood. A collar, fur, and bones like her. He's a carcass on a chain. Dogs and children, they're not so different from me and you. They need one part love and two parts compassion. How we treat one is how we treat the other. Them's how we treat each other. grew up in piney mountains with a mama that drank.
Now, when we're looking for you as a performer, we have a lot of options. There is the Merlettes, the all-female Merle Haggard tribute band plugged in.
Yes.
And okay. And it, and dance, and it's dance music. And it's,
yeah, it's honky tonk music. So a lot of it is songs that you can two-step to.
Now there is also the UNM honky tonk band, which has been on this air and rolls out every once in a while. And then there's your own work as a solo artist with these bands. Now, by the time this airs, you will have done your CD release party. Where are the next performances, and how do people get a chance to see you and to hear this music?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to be opening for a singer-songwriter at Outpost on February 6th. Brad Kollerick, a really fabulous troubadour and singer-songwriter from Southern California who's coming through. And that show's at 7:30 at Outpost. And then my honky-tonk band, Merlettes, is playing a double bill with the Wildwood Band on the 5th of March. And that's also at Outpost Performance Space. That's a Saturday, and that's at 7:30. And then you can find all of my gigs, both solo and with the band, listed on my webpage. And that's ChristinaJacobsonMusic.com.
Christina with a K.
Christina with a K. And then Jacobson, Danish spelling, so it's S-E-N, J-A-C-O-B-S-E-N, music.com. And so you can find all the information there. And then I'm also on SoundCloud and Vimeo. There's some videos on Vimeo and Facebook and Twitter.
All right, you've been listening to some of our Studio A session with Christina Jacobson and friends. Christina Jacobson, guitar lead vocals. Alex McMahon on pedal steel and acoustic guitar. Meredith Wilder on second vocals. Ramon Garcia engineered that very tasty session in Studio A. Marshall Broyles assisting and editing some of the songs. There's more to this. We will return to this session with Christina Jacobson. We'll be with you next week.